Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tim Murtaugh is the communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign, and he joins us every week to give us a little sneak peek at what's going on inside the campaign. I guess you guys are in a tough spot. You've got a candidate who really can't campaign, shouldn't be campaigning. He's got the biggest issue in the world on his plate right now. So what do, Tim?
Well, the president is out front leading the nation during this whole coronavirus crisis, and they can see him. American people can see him every single day with his live televised briefings with the coronavirus task force and Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and the admiral there who's now heading up the supply chain. And so, you know, the president has a job to do, and that's what he's doing. On the campaign side, we really continue at the same pace that we were on before. In fact, I think it might even be a little bit stepped up, even though we're doing everything virtually. In the last 2 weeks of March, for example, that's the period of time where we converted over to doing everything online or virtually. We signed up 274,000 new volunteers in just those 2 weeks. That's just an astounding thing. And I think it's really a function that we saw during the primaries when those were happening one after another. The president was setting records for most votes ever received in these primaries by an incumbent president running for reelection, you know, virtually unopposed. And we didn't do anything to get the vote out. But he was still blowing past the records set by, you know, state after state. It was either, you know, Clinton held the record or Bush, the 43 or Obama. And Trump beat all of them. And I think it's because people are so enthusiastic and they've just been dying to get into the process and get involved in the process that's going to reelect him in November, that we see this. You know, people are stuck at home. They're looking for things to do. They're looking for ways to engage. And in many cases, they're turning to the president's campaign to volunteer and get involved in it. And we think it's great.
I posted something on Facebook last week that said, hey, even if you hate Donald Trump, didn't vote for him, don't like him personally or politically, you should be quiet. Don't shout at the TV. Don't use it as an opportunity for running commentary that's snarky. But listen to the guy for 2 hours every afternoon. You might reevaluate whether the caricature of him just being as Democrats would put it, a bore, that all of that goes away. I've been very impressed watching the press conferences from start to finish without commentary from a lot of random TV people. Do you think most Americans are watching this, and is that why some of the networks are deliberately trying to pull the plug on the afternoon briefing?
Yeah, we think so. We have new information back in our internal polling that 84% of Americans are watching either all or part of the daily briefings. And then we see the public polling, which gives the president approval rating of his handling of the crisis as high as 60% in the Gallup poll. So, yeah, I think if people watch, we have known this all along, when people hear things straight from the president's mouth and not through the media filter, they tend to react much more favorably to what the president is saying if they hear it for themselves, right from him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly why you see the media now talking about not broadcasting these things, because they know it's been effective for him. And I think another thing happens, too. If people watch this, they can see what the president is saying and how he's delivering it and all the information that he and the task force are giving. And, John, they can also see how the media is behaving and how they ask these ridiculous questions. And many of them ask, some of the press conferences go on, and the same exact question will get asked by five different reporters because they each need to have themselves asking the gotcha question on tape, because it's all about chasing clicks on Twitter for these folks, and it's just a big show for them.
And they're trying to get him to screw up. You know, if you answer it correctly the first three times and you vary the fourth time, then they've got some sort of story.
A guy last night just asked him, you know, as if to say that the president is not doing enough. He says, why don't you just shut everything down, grocery stores and everything else? And you want to look at the guy and say, how will people get food, genius?
Right.
You know,
right.
where will they be able to get their prescriptions filled? You know, some people actually do have to go to work. Where are they going to buy gas?
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Know-Everything liberal media reporter. It's unbelievable.
Did you see this story in the Washington Post this morning? Jonathan Capehart kind of regurgitating what Susan Rice, who was national security advisor for President Obama. Of course, nobody seems to be morally or politically disciplined enough not to take pot shots at President Trump in this moment of crisis. And Susan Rice apparently going after the president, saying that the administration has been slow in the uptake, you know, the standard stuff that we've heard for a couple of weeks. But what do you make of that? You've been in politics for a long time. Is this surprising to you that the pot shots continue even as Americans die?
No, because Democrats are first and foremost Democrats, and they see everything through a political lens. There's no question about that. And this is just the latest. You know, first they were going to run the president out of office by the Russia hoax. We remember that. And then it was the Ukraine nonsense and the sham impeachment from the House that was thankfully had the president acquitted in the Senate and exonerated. And now that the country is facing this grave crisis, they were using this as a political weapon against the president. And if you look at the Democrats, and led by Joe Biden, because he's out there doing it every day, and the media, President Trump is out front leading this country through this war. And that's what it is, a war on the coronavirus. And Joe Biden, the Democrats, and the media have decided to play the role of the opposition in that war. Think about that, John.
Yeah. It's not even the loyal opposition. It's not offering suggestions.
They are trying. Every time they go out and say stuff like this, they are actively trying to undermine and undercut the public's confidence in what the federal government is doing. What purpose does that serve other than political? All they're trying to do is gin up hysteria and try to score political points. And the media is just as bad. Look at Jim Acosta. Every time he opens his mouth on CNN, when he represents them in the White House briefing room, every time he opens his mouth, he's trying to score points on the president. He's not trying to elicit information or find something out to inform people. He's trying to score points. It's a game for them. It's a political game. This is not a game. The president is very serious in what he's doing for the country. And Joe Biden and the Democrats are all about scoring political points. And it's so blatant and obvious.
Yeah, it's been pretty revealing. I hope people will pay attention and remember it as they head towards Election Day. Tim Murtaugh is the communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign, and I appreciate the chance to talk to you every week. Thanks, Tim.
You too, John. I hope you're safe.
You too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.